Inflation is straining families, Maggie Hassan says after voting to fuel it. By Wendell Hasebo on October 26, 2022. Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, admitted inflation is straining families on Tuesday after voting for policies that fueled soaring prices. Obviously, inflation is straining families. It's hurting people. It's hurting small businesses, she told New York Magazine. The country has been through a lot. People have a lot of concerns. According to experts, Hassan's votes in the last 2 years have fueled inflation. In fact, over 230 economists warned the so-called Inflation Reduction Act will exacerbate inflation. Hassan voted for the Inflation Reduction Act, along with $1.9 trillion for coronavirus stimulus, a debt limit increase, and the $3 trillion infrastructure package. The Democrat senator, however, has refused to take responsibility for inflation and inconsistently provided excuses as to why inflation has risen under Democrat rule. A recent Heritage Foundation study shows wages for American families are down $6,000 after adjusting for inflation, an $1,800 increase from September. Hassan has instead displaced blame on the Biden administration for failing to counteract inflation. In a separate interview, she blamed the pandemic and the Ukraine war. She also tweeted corporate greed is responsible for inflation. On Monday, Hassan even suggested that half of Granite Staters are not overly worried about soaring costs. You know, as I started to talk with women about inflation, they all changed the subject to abortion. They also said to me, but if my fundamental rights are gone, that's much harder to get back, she said. While abortion is the number six most important issue to Americans, inflation has ranked at the top for months, and women are no exception to the trend. Polling reveals women voters have shifted their support behind Republicans in large part due to the record high inflation and specifically soaring costs at the grocery store. According to Pew Research Center analysis, 80% of mothers say they are the primary grocery shopper for the household. Hassan's re-election campaign is in a dead heat with Republican General Don Bolduc. Recent polling shows the race is within the margin of error. Bolduc has the momentum heading into the last 2 weeks of the campaign. Senator Rick Scotts, RFL, National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, announced Tuesday it will re-engage with General Bolduc's campaign dollars after the Senator Mitch McConnell-backed Super PAC abandoned him last week by pulling out $5.6 million. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.